your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
For owners of large buildings have less than a month to obtain an energy performance certificate. The government says the initiative aims to promote energy efficiency across South Africa. To date, over 8,000 buildings have been registered nationwide, with more than 1,000 of them in KZN. The regulation requires all qualifying state-owned and commercial buildings to display their EPCs, helping monitor and improve energy performance. Deputy Minister of Electricity and Energy Samantha Graham-Marais warns that non-compliance could lead to a 5-year jail sentence or a fine of up to 5 million rand.
There might be some punitive sanctions financially, but it's not going to be as sort of extreme as the regulations allow for.
Well, Graham-Marais says the initiative can also help with the unemployment problem.
We are currently asking companies to appoint unemployed graduates that we will train and provide a stipend to for the next year. And then hopefully those graduates can be absorbed by that company to ultimately then become their energy professional.
The Vodacom Group has reported a near 33% jump in first half profit as growth from its businesses on the continent offset a decline in its home market. The company says its headline earnings per share jumped 467 cents in the 6 months till the end of September, up from 353 cents a year earlier. The figure includes a once-off undisclosed payment to former employee Nkosana Magade to settle a 17-year legal battle over his Please Call Me invention. An organization that advocates for government accountability and human rights says KZN top cop Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi may have jolted crime-fighting and investigative institutions into action with his July press conference. The commissioner's claims of political interference prompted the establishment of the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. At the same time, there's been a string of raids on the properties of high-profile individuals in recent weeks. On Friday, several devices belonging to suspended police minister Senzo Mchunu were seized. Separately on Friday, a Transnet locomotive investigation involving a former public enterprises minister Malusi Gigaba seemingly came to life. And Paul Hoffman, a director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa, says he believes institutions are now under pressure to demonstrate they are functioning effectively.
So the one for Gigaba has been outstanding since the Zondo Commission reported 3 years ago. The Zondo Commission said Gigaba is one of the people who needs to be investigated for corrupt activity. His ex-wife had evidence at the Zondo Commission that he would go and visit the Guptas and come home with a large bag of cash. And these charges now appear to relate to skullduggery or irregular contract between Transnet and the suppliers of goods and services to Transnet.
And the UN says the world must act now to halt the atrocities in Sudan's Al-Fasher area. It's urged countries not to wait until a genocide is declared. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has been at war with the regular army since April 2023. The RSF captured Al-Fasher last month after an 18-month siege. The top story this hour, owners of large buildings have less than a month to obtain an energy performance certificate. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.